just explain the accounting as to how we can do capital returns and buybacks when we our balance sheet says that we have negative equity of 267 million. And will the effect of this be that we're going to have even bigger negative equity in the future? I notice negative equity has risen from 55 million to 267 million over the year. So we have these bizarre $200 million cash flow business with a $200 million reduction or increase in its negative equity position as claimed in the balance sheet. I mean, I don't know how you can possibly say this is anything vaguely accurate. It's completely inaccurate. But what will it mean if we do this? Are we going to see are we going to become a negative half-billion-dollar company according to what the auditor signs off on the accounts, or how will it work?
I think to make sure you get a very accurate answer on that, I might just refer to our CFO, if you mind. Yes, well, any return of capital will increase the negative equity position. But that's not really an issue because we can borrow the funds at a much cheaper rate than the cost of equity. So it actually makes perfect logical sense. It's not unusual for some of the companies like ours around the world to do these sorts of things.
But I'm asking about the accounting. I agree it's logical, but I'm saying how do you account for it? What accounting standard says that a company with negative equity can buy back shares and return capital? I mean, how do you do that?
You can. The accounting standards do allow for this.
Yes, John, could I just add a comment that you're absolutely right. Accounting, there's a lot of accounting that is nonsense. And it gets back to the question that you asked before, in that one of our major assets is not on the balance sheet, which is the cash flows that we have incurred costs in obtaining, and which have a obviously discounted cash value that were we to be able to book them, it effectively would put the balance sheet or the equity into positive. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And also, some years ago, we actually, during the hard times, we actually wrote a lot of things down, that probably some of those things have a market value more than is on the balance, they carry that in the balance sheet. But there is nothing in accounting standards that says that you can't do a return of capital, and you do a return of capital, and the effect of that is the other side of the entry is one side goes to shareholders, the other side reduces or increases the negative equity. It's as simple as that. We're not the only company like this, but the main problem is really that the assets aren't on the balance sheet, and accounting standards doesn't let you book those assets.